Authorities say a security convoy carrying 5 American military personnel was the target of the attack in the Lower Deer district. The northwestern Pakistani region is a well-known former stronghold of the Taliban. US and Pakistani officials say the American military personnel were part of a small unit training soldiers of the paramilitary force known as the Frontier Corps to better fight Al-Qaeda and Taliban militants. The victims were on their way to attend the opening ceremony of a school for girls that had been renovated with U.S. humanitarian assistance. District Police Officer Mumtaz Zareen tells VOA that militants detonated the bomb as soon as the convoy approached the school. He says the powerful explosion instantly killed 3 of the U.S. troops and a local soldier, while dozens of others were wounded. The police chief says the powerful explosion destroyed the school building and at least 4 female students were buried under the rubble. He says many others were wounded and taken to the nearby hospital. A U.S. embassy statement condemned the attack in Lower Deer, saying it clearly shows the vision of the terrorists. The northwestern Pakistani region borders the Sanik Swat Valley and several other districts where Taliban militants had set up their bases until early last year when a major military offensive largely cleared most of the areas. The United States is closely cooperating with Pakistan to train the Frontier Corps military force, which is playing a leading role in the fight against Al-Qaeda and Taliban militants in northwestern parts of the country bordering Afghanistan. But the force has been under-equipped and under-trained for fighting an insurgency. Pakistan has never officially announced the U.S. training mission, which has reportedly been in place since 2008. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.